92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin will get more than $9 million in AmeriCorps grant funding after a battle over federal cuts to the program. The Trump administration moved to slash money to AmeriCorps, which funds 20 programs and volunteer projects across the state. That prompted lawsuits, and now the administration has released the $9.3 million at issue. Here in Dane County, that money goes toward the United Way Achievement Connections, where 14 people tutor students in math, and AmeriCorps School of Hope, where 8 volunteers tutor kids in literacy. The funding aims to address a wide variety of issues like these tutoring programs, conservation efforts, and providing assistance to unhoused young people. A Dane County supervisor is stepping down because she's leaving her district. April Kiega has represented District 15 since 2022. That includes Madison's West Side and some of Middleton. She says she was most proud to fight for racial equity in Dane County. Her resignation is effective on New Year's Eve. And Hanukkah ends tonight at sundown. One local Jewish organization is adding extra safety measures amid rising anti-Semitism. According to WISC, Chabad Madison allocated more money in the budget for security, especially after the mass shooting on Australia's famous Bondi Beach during a Hanukkah celebration. On top of that, Madison police say last week a man entered the building of a Jewish organization on State Street and gestured that he had a gun. The Wisconsin Jewish Security Network says there have been almost 100 anti-Semitic incidents in the state since 2020. And a Monona tradition is now rescheduled to tomorrow. Each year at the Santa send-off, there's essentially a parade where everybody can see Santa before he kicks off his hardest work of the year, delivering presents around the world. It was scheduled for last Thursday when we had that really strong wind that made it uncomfortable just to be outside. It's been rescheduled for tomorrow starting at 4 p.m. It begins and ends at the Monona Library. Meanwhile, the holidays are prime time for scammers. Almost 9 in 10 Americans say they've been targeted by scammers. Mark Federhoff from AARP says criminals are getting better at using peer-to-peer payment platforms like Venmo and Zelle. And this time of year, they can text people about packages and shipping information, knowing you may be waiting for something to show up to your house. And that makes it more likely that you'll respond.
They're trying to find out what numbers are live, and they're trying to find nice people who they can build a rapport with and then eventually ask for money. So I think it's really critical that people are very judicious about how they're managing their text messages, because we know that scammers are using text messages more than ever to try and contact their victims.
On top of that, 70% of people will give at least one gift card over the holidays, but sometimes they arrive with a $0 balance. Scammers can go into stores where gift cards are on display, record the card number and PIN, and then once it's activated at the register, they can spend that money right away. According to the Wisconsin Bankers Association, people and businesses have lost $107 million to fraud across the state this year. And for the procrastinators, if you still need a gift for someone, a pass to our state parks could save the day. It's the 125th anniversary of the Wisconsin State Park System this year. We've got 50 parks, 44 trails, and 15 state forests. State park stickers are good for a year no matter when you buy them. They're $28, so they pay for themselves in 3 visits. And if you're trying to gift one, you can get the official pass, a vehicle sticker, mailed to whoever you're giving it to. But you can also print something immediately so you have something to give them right away. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Romeo Doubs on the onside kick. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Chicago Bears able to recover an onside kick Saturday night to help them beat the Packers 22-16 in overtime. Green Bay's Romeo Doubs admits it was his mistake.
I just misjudged it. Credit to them. It was a great kick by him. You know, just on my end, I got to be better on securing the ball. It is what it is, man.
Doubs suffered a wrist injury on the play. Jordan Love with a concussion. Malik Willis, a shoulder injury. Matt LaFleur asked, who's the team's emergency backup at quarterback?
Josh Jacobs is one, and then Jaden Reed is the other.
NBA, the Bucks losing by 3, 103-100 to the Timberwolves in Minnesota. Doc Rivers.
I tell you, we're a great shooting team, and we couldn't make a shot tonight. At 14 for 45 from the 3, 40 of them were wide open. We'll take those all night. I loved how we played. I just didn't like that we missed shots.
Badgers basketball tonight. They host Central Michigan. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a little bit of light snow right away this morning, then mostly cloudy through the day today. Our high right around 37. The wind out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 33 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.